Recorder.
Did you need one?
My Board of Works is agenda is loading very, very slowly, so we'll go ahead and get started. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Crowder.
Daniel Weagle.
Okay. Did you get a chance to take a look at the minutes? Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
And I will second. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. What's next on the agenda? I think it's Carl, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. This is slower than molasses. Carl. You are up, sir.
Okay. Want me over here?
That would be lovely.
Okay. Carl Seiler. I'm with Habitat for Humanity. Wealthy County. We have... Hey, we own four lots, and we have an option on five or six more out in Ravenwood. Historically, the city has granted us a waiver of sewer tap fees for our projects that we have done in the city. I would here tonight to petition for a waiver of fees on these lots. If, in fact, we do pull permits on them and build on them.
Okay.
That's what my question was: is how have we handled this in previous?
We've waived the sewer and made them pay the water.
Okay. Was there a reasoning behind one and not the other? Oh, is the water the lower price of the two, or?
Because we got about an $800 investment at least on each lot, where the sewer just has an inspection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you guys got water pits and you got meters and.
Yeah. Okay. What's your opinion?
I mean, if we've been doing that before, I guess I have no problem continuing that benefit to them.
Yeah. So, and Carl, you said how many properties is this on?
We actually have, we own four lots, and we've got options on five more in there.
Okay. And what are the, offhand, what are the fees for sewer and water tap fees?
$500, I think, or $1,000.
It's $1,000 for water and $500 for sewer.
Yeah, $500 for sewer.
Okay.
And is this something you want him to come back every time on, or?
You mean for every property in Ravenwood, or are you saying
well,
in the future?
No, in the future.
I think I would like them to, just because opinions and thoughts and feelings may change. I don't know, but I don't have a problem with waiving the sewer tap fees for Habitat. Okay, so I will make a motion that we, unless there's anything else you want to say.
No.
Okay. I will make a motion that we waive the sewer tap fees for Habitat for Humanity, the homes in Ravenwood, for how many properties?
Up to nine.
Up to nine properties in Ravenwood.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Okay, next up is Rain Barrel Program. So, John, we'll have you be next. And Jeff is here. I don't know how that happened, but Jeff is here.
Class is canceled.
Canceled, I figured. Okay. So, that's great, because then...
I'd like to skip out of it.
I already got enough people skipping out tonight, so. Okay. So, John, do you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about the Rain Barrel program that you and Jeff, and I'm sure he'll jump in when necessary.
Okay. John Goetz with the Soil and Water Conservation District, and also working with Jeff on the MS4 program. And so we're proposing a program that would help participating city residents purchase a rain barrel for their property. It's going to help the city meet its public participation and involvement minimum control measure. That's one of the requirements of a permit. Planning to pool purchases with the Soil and Water Conservation District, Willie County, and possibly Wells County. To get a better rate as far as the ship any rain barrels that are ordered. And we participate in advertising the program. The city would offset the cost of one rain barrel for one household. I don't think the amount of the offset has been determined yet, but we would have an application form that city residents would use to participate in the program and order their rain barrel. The products would be from Upcycle Products, and they have a history of working with municipal rain barrel programs. So I guess that's the basics of it. The delivery point would be the Tower View Drive facility. So we'd get the have a period of time in the spring where we take the rain barrel orders. Funds would be handled through the city utility office here, and then they'd be delivered at the Tower View Drive, and people would come and pick them up there. So,
I know we had talked about the $30 amount as an offset. So, for instance, basically, you know, let's say, you know, as a citizen, I decided to be a, I would buy a rain barrel that. Obviously, usually with the rain barrels, I would buy the rain barrel, but also have to buy some of the accessories that go with it. And so, you know, it may cost me, what, $75, $80 potentially?
That, yeah.
Roughly the average person would pay about that for the rain barrel. And the city, the stormwater utility would offset that cost by $30 to make it, I guess, more manageable. But that way, it's kind of an incentive to, you know, be able to, you know, capture that rainwater instead of it going into our, you know, our combined system or things to that effect. That they'd be able to capture it. And,
I had a rain barrel a long time ago, and I just wonder, you know, how much that really will offset the amount of water going to our wastewater treatment plant. I mean, it's a 55-gallon barrel. It doesn't take a whole lot to fill up a 55-gallon barrel on an average rain, and then it flows over the top and goes into the ground anyway. I'm just wondering, you know, for $100, basically, what this is costing. Is this really justifying any kind of need except buying barrels from somebody? I don't understand.
They estimate about 1,300 gallons of stormwater that a rain barrel, you know, if you're using it for your garden and lawn and stuff. So about 1,300 gallons per rain barrel during the summer months is what they expect to use. So it's not a large decrease in the amount of stormwater runoff, but it is some. I was looking at some research online, and this was a study where they said, if you had 25% of the roofs in the community going to rain barrels, you probably reduce your stormwater runoff by about 80%. So it takes a lot of rain barrels. Part of it also is the public participation and involvement. This gets you a foot in the door as far as educating people about stormwater and maybe serving as a means to educate them further on other things they can do with their property to control stormwater. It's a small step forward.
I know one of the things that we had talked about was, obviously, you know, our residents can, you know, use that water to water their flowers, and so it, you know, while it may be, let's say, in the long run, it ends up being a $60 or $70 investment by our residents, because with the offset and that kind of stuff, it actually would end up saving them, you know, in the long run, probably saving them some dollars here and there, also on their, obviously on their water usage. Sorry, Mike. But it would, you know, that they can water their flowers and their grass and things like that. Assuming we don't have a summer like we had last year, you know, and that's the other thing that John and Jeff and I talked about was, you know, you're going to have some summers that are going to be more wet that, you know, the barrel will collect more, and there's going to be other summers like last year that there's no moisture. So,
like the barrel around here.
Which one is that? Oh, the big tall one that's taller than the lady standing next to it. Yeah.
Now that one might have.
That's a pretty good sized barrel. Yeah, that's, is that the 700 to 800 gallon barrels?
But actually, you know, the maintenance, the general maintenance on these things, I know from after having mine, as far as keeping them cleaned out, the leaves and debris that go into it, and mosquitoes. I had one resident already call me about the possibility of mosquitoes in these, and I know there's those little tablets that you can put in there, but there are some maintenance issues with these.
Yeah, the barrel should be screened to keep your mosquitoes out. We use a lot on a regular basis to go over that. And there are tablets when you say
that. Like any 100 gallon.
But yeah, it's like any garden equipment. There are some maintenance issues.
Mike.
I'm sure somebody else is going to ask this question, so I'll bring it up tonight.
Okay.
If I was to buy one of these and start saving, like he said, up to 80%, could I get a reduction in my stormwater fee?
Well, that's something that we had talked about. There's still maybe some discussion that's taking place. Jeff and I had talked about maybe a reduction in stormwater fee if there's some kind of a green solution, if you will. That anything like that would have to go in front of the board to approve and stuff, and obviously we'd have to figure out a way to do that with the billing, and I know that could be a bit of a headache, so I don't think it's completely out of the question.
I'm sure somebody will bring that issue up.
I think it's a great question. I really do. We've talked about it, and I mean ultimately you'd have to have the rain barrel for a long time for, you know, a reduction of stormwater fee to really offset that, but you know, I think it's in the realm of possibility. Let's say it that way.
In the winter time, you take it in.
You have to empty it out, take it in, or turn it upside down. So yeah, there's some things you have to do for maintenance. But again, you know, your lawnmower, your other garden equipment, you have to do maintenance on those things too.
Well, and I know that one of the things that in our stormwater ordinance, when that came in front of the council, that, you know, Ben brought up is the flow of water, you know, if they were to redirect water from their wherever onto the ground, you know, and so maybe this is another place that we can redirect the water to somehow. I don't know.
I would say some of the homes that have their water directed into where it's going to
onto the ground. Yeah, and I understand that. But I think Ben's point was that it runs onto other people's property. And that... I think what we had decided was that the kind of the introduction of the program today, and that at the next meeting we would kind of take a vote on it and then pass it on, because, let's see, that's not a council thing, is it? This is just
it's Board of Works.
It's a Board of Works thing.
We're actually not. We wanted to introduce it, as the mayor said, tonight. Marcia still needs to put together the liability clause that relieves us of any after-purchase liability for the product. And that's the other reason that we stuck the rain barrels for dummies version in that will be passed out for people like me that... you know, might not have the wherewithal to hook it up exactly right. So, yeah.
So I think it's definitely something that we wanted John here to introduce and to discuss it a little bit and answer any questions you may have. Obviously, I've been working on this in the background, and with Walt not being here, you know, obviously we're not able to kind of talk with him about that. But
I'm not opposed to it. Benefit.
Yeah.
Justify the cost.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking it's $30. We, like I said, I mean, the board would need to decide what the offset would be for $30 or whatever. And Mike,
it's not a new thing, because some of your older houses have like cisterns in the basement that the gutters drain into.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's something that's been done in years.
Okay.
A long time ago, people just quit doing it that way.
Oh. Okay. So I think at the next meeting we need to approve the program and the offset, because obviously it would be a program that the stormwater would need to would obviously money would come out of that. So, okay.
Yeah.
You have any questions for John?
No, sir.
Okay. Thanks, John. Appreciate you being here. And you know, Dan, obviously, if you or you know would you know extend the same offer to Walt, if you know either of you have questions about the program itself or ways in which it can, you know, we're kind of seeing it running. I'd obviously suggest getting a hold of Jeff, as that's kind of his baby. So very good. Well, then let's move on to Brandon, who is here. Talk about drainage assessment. I don't know how much you guys have been talking about it. I figure since you work in the same office, you probably have talked fairly well about it. And Jeff and Brandon and I and Commissioner Shrump had talked about it previously. So with that, I will allow you, Brandon, if you want to talk a little bit about what's happened in the past versus what is suggested now, and you can move forward with that.
Yes. Excuse me. The first page is numbers as far as dollars as it pertains to all the different drains and city residents. The second page deals with city streets or right-of-ways. And the third page is the Indiana code that I'm referencing in this proposal. On the right, Mayor, when we met last week, you had asked about historically what had the city paid.
Yeah.
And I'll say I made an effort.
I appreciate that.
To come up with that data, and I think this is fairly accurate. And what that shows is the far right two columns, there are 9 drains where we show that the city paid, or at least we billed the city on behalf of, it was described differently. Sometimes it was annexed area, sometimes it was streets, alleys, and acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I show the year that we had that on our schedule of assessments. You can see the one goes back to 1990, another one from 91. The big drain that we talked about was Phillips, which is the 543 number.
Okay, yeah.
I found in that went all the way back to 1974 that we actually were billing the city for, you know, annexed area or acreage, whatever they described it. So it's not something new. It's just something that with our new data that we have in the GIS, it's kind of come to light. And the way that it had been done in the past versus the way I at least think it really should be done.
Okay.
And basically what we did was assess based on acreage. Blue River is the one that's very top. Mm-hmm. As you can see, in 2001, we billed for $2,250, which was 75 cents an acre on 3,000 acres.
Okay.
The way typically the drainage board assesses property is per acre rate for large tracts and a minimum rate for smaller tracts. And that's to account for, like in the city or at the lakes where you've got a denser more surface runoff.
Yeah.
As you can see, the second column is titled City Collect. If we were to assess, you know, per acre at $5 minimum for Blue River, that would be the total that we would assess. Like I said, now we have with GIS technology to analyze the watershed and all the parcels that are contained within it. And so there are 28 drains total. There are two 19s, and the reason there's only one parcel that's within the city limits that is also in that watershed. The reason I show it twice, once a 25 and once a 50, is because we're proposing a rate minimum rate going from 25 to 50. Currently, though, for this year, it would be a 25. I've also got the 543 shown twice, 543 triple OA in red, and that is the Phillips ditch, which runs along the west side of town. And the two rates, the one on top is $27,843.81. That is based on the existing rate at $2 an acre and $35 minimum. We looked at what we had been collecting and those rates, and the drainage board agreed to lower that rate for the time being to $1 an acre and $10 minimum. And so that would be the city residents' portion of that. That dropped to $8,071.13. In the 2012 city, the drains, the dollar amounts that are in red are the drains that are in the red. And the ones that are shown in that column are the drains that we would plan on collecting for 2012-2013. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the city collection, the 2012 city, is the total. So if we were to collect every drain, it'd be $52,000, which the likelihood of that is slim, that we would collect them all in 1 year.
Yeah, I understand.
The 14,747 is based on the lower Phillips rate. The total collected, the data in the column is the county and the city. And then the 28,000 at the bottom is just for the drains that we would be collecting, not the total for. But like with Blue River, we would collect $59,468 countywide, including $17,770 for landowners within the city. So that's that sheet. The second sheet is just for each drain that, and they're not all listed because for some watersheds, there are no city streets or alleys that are within that watershed, so only the ones that apply. Again, at the bottom is if we collected every drain that year, and the 2012 collect is based on the drains that we intend to collect for this year. And that third page is just the statute that allows a municipality to pay on behalf of the citizens if they so choose. I guess, you know, we've got three options: not collect the drains, bill the landowners directly through their tax bill, or have the city pay on behalf of the citizens. And so that's what I'm here to ask the board members and council, what's your pleasure?
I think the way this would work is because obviously we're the utility board, we would approve and make a recommendation, if you will, to the council, and then the council, because of how the state statute is written, that we would, the utility board would make the recommendation to council, and council would then make the decision of how, of what we want to do with that. I, like I said, Jeff and I have talked with Brandon, and as well as George Shrum, Commissioner Shrum, to get some of this detail worked out and figure out, you know, what's happened in the past versus what's going now. So I don't know what questions you have.
I don't really have a question. I just think that we do not need to be putting another assessed fee on our property owners at this point in time, when we already are basically paying a minimum ditch assessment for our stormwater fund. And so I would like to see us treat this city limits as a basin, and when there are drains or tiles that need to be taken care of, that we pay for those out of our stormwater fund. I don't see any reason why we should have to assess our property owners again on top of what we're already paying. And I've been in that office since 2000, and since Brandon's taken over, I have full trust in what work needs to be done, and it's only done when it's necessary to be done, and it's done as economical as possible. So I know the fees are not going to be collected unless they're absolutely necessary to be collected. So
I guess I did have a question, and we probably went over this, Brandon, and I forget, and I apologize. The dollar amounts that are in red, you said those are the ones that are in the negative, right? Okay, so I'm assuming that those dollar amounts will bring it out of the negative and will pay for whatever you want to do this year in those areas.
Well, the dollar amounts are the dollar amounts to be collected from city residents. That's not necessarily the amount that the drain is in the red.
Okay, I understand.
Some of these drains are more than 1 year in the red.
Yeah.
That 219, that's Galvin Schumann. We did a pretty significant replacement of tile out between 30 and just across Lincoln Way. And the drainage board allowed us to go, at the time, I think about 4 years in the red. You know, we've been collecting it, and maybe we're now 2 years in the red.
Okay.
A couple of those Phillips drains, the ones that run through the 4-8 ground, that we haven't collected like we normally would have because they're in the red. They're a couple of years in the red. So, but we, like Dan said, you know, we don't collect drains just to be collecting them. We collect them because we need repair application or something like that, or the history of repair. You know, we're going to need some money.
Well, I completely agree with you, Dan, that I think this is something that fits appropriately in our stormwater utility. I think it fits appropriately, and you know, I know, like I said, Jeff and I have talked about this, and I think we both agree that at least I know Jeff's recommendation, and I think it'd be my recommendation. It sounds like it would even be your recommendation would be to pay for the drainage assessments for our community for this year out of our stormwater piece. So, is that what you're thinking? Okay. I wouldn't have a problem if you wanted to vote on that and pass that recommendation to council.
I'll make a motion to basically work with the county as far as paying the drainage assessments for their recommendation.
And that would be the $14,747.11 for the drainage assessment for our residents, and then the $357.69 for the right-of-ways and things to that effect. Okay. And I will And I will second that motion. Any discussion? Questions? Okay. Those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. We will go ahead and pay that. Okay?
We need to take that to council.
Yes. I apologize. Yes. We voted to approve it. Council, as a recommendation. That's true. It's a strange situation because of the way the statute reads. In any other normal case, we would approve it to be paid out here, but... Since the statute states the fiscal body. So I don't have a problem with that. That's fine.
Now, we make a presentation every year to this, or is this...
Well...
I mean, I know things change.
Yeah.
As far as...
The dollar amount could change, you know, every year. Now that the big one, since we lowered the Phillips, is the Blue River. Well, right now we've got quite a bit of money in the Blue River. About 2 years assessment. But that's not to say we won't need to collect it in the future. And one of the drainage board members said something about I think just getting something in the record is better than what we've had in the past.
FYI.
As far as I don't know that this board of works or council can commit 10 years in the future.
Right.
It's not some change. It's no offense, but I don't want to have to come back here every year for this.
I would say it probably is going to depend on you know, dollar amount and what we're looking at, things to that effect. So I mean, I think that's something we can definitely keep in communication. Even between Jeff and you, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. And so, but ultimately, you're right. It would be a yearly decision that we would need to make.
Right. I don't know. Is there something that's going to be written up? We have to do this every year.
Every 10 days.
I know I feel we're going to potentially change in dollar amounts, but I'm pretty confident it is what it is.
Yeah, I understand.
But if something needs to be done, it needs to be done. So.
I think I would like to at least defer that discussion until Walt gets back, because I'd like to get his opinion on that. But it, you know, if it's going to be a long-term thing that we just say, yeah, we're going to agree to pay it for 5 years or whatever, I would really like Walt to have some input on that. So, my opinion. So, okay.
Yeah. If I could, and I. In theory, I could have come to you a month or two ago with this, with all the work I've been doing, updating databases and processing all this data. I'm here now, and the Drainage Board member said something about an agreement to me. I said, well, let's not get, right now, let's not get bogged down by a formal agreement or a legal document, because if we need to do that, we need to do that. But I'm going to have, I think your next council meeting is the 12th of March, and if I don't have a decision by then I'm going to have to move forward one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because we're going to certify tax and be sent home, so.
Well, I don't know, since Jeff's here tonight, I don't know, maybe we can just present it to council tonight and see. Would you have a problem with that, of just presenting it to council tonight and seeing if maybe they can give us a recommend or an opinion tonight and vote on it?
If they want to think about it for 2 weeks, that's fine.
But you need it by the next meeting.
That's what I'm saying. And if everyone's not comfortable, the majority says we need an agreement, then we'll just have to look at it.
Yeah, I understand.
I was just looking at two ways of doing it. One, you either assess the property owner,
or we pay.
I mean, there's no only two options.
I understand.
All the state statute as far as how those drains and tiles are to be paid. So I mean.
And I mean I agree with that, Dan. I'm hesitant to get into a 5 or 10 year without having a discussion about it. So, I agree. So, I think we're good. Okay.
All right,
thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being here. Okay. We'll move to Burgess and Nyepel agreement for groundwater monitoring service at the Wayne Waste, Wayne Reclamation and Recycling Facility. Excuse me.
Sure. This is actually part of the U.S. EPA Superfund. Thank you.
Yes.
Site, and Burgess and Nyepel has done this for us for probably a decade now, and has done a very good job of it. Met all the requirements for Region 5 U.S. EPA out of Chicago, and has, as a matter of fact, a few years ago, we sat down with them and. Did some additional services that was being expected of us through Region 5. You have before you tonight the 2013 contract agreement. It's a semi-annual testing that they come and we've got groundwater monitoring wells at the former landfill site that was adjacent to the Wayne Reclamation property, and they come in, test it, or gather the samples, and then take them back and test them for all the constituencies required by EPA. You'll see that the actual cost not to exceed has not changed from last year. It's still $10,220. What has changed is their 2013 hourly rates, if it would fall back to that, for outside services. But to date, everything has fallen within their agreement services. So it'd be my recommendation that the board does act favorably and approve this agreement for 2013.
Do you have any questions about that, Dan?
No.
Okay. I will make a motion that we enter into the agreement with Burgess and Nyepel for a not to exceed amount of $10,220 for groundwater, semi-annual groundwater monitoring at the WRRF location.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay. Then we'll go to the ordinance violation extension request.
Everybody should have a copy in their
Dropbox. Actually, I think there was two, wasn't there?
Yes.
Now that I'm thinking.
One.
Some reason I'm like, oh, I'm slow today. I don't know why.
That's usually your problem. You must have got on a form.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. He was on vacation. And then the other, oh, okay, and the other one. Yeah, sorry. Almost my neighbor.
Yeah. Is yours up?
Danza's. So the first one was from Mr. Lackey, and it had to do with a vehicle that was, I think, unplated, that was near his garage or by his garage or behind his garage. But basically, the gentleman is in Florida, past the date of the letter, and would like an extension to, does he have
April 18th.
April 18th on that. I think, obviously, these are special circumstances. And I don't have a problem granting that extension unless you do. Okay. So then I will make a motion that we extend Mr. Lackey's deadline to fix the ordinance violation issue until April 18th. April 18th.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's
okay. Dan seconds. All those in favor of the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. And then the next one is from Mr. McKeever, and has to do with his son, who is currently incarcerated, and it's his son's vehicle. And basically, it's a series of unfortunate events that lead to him not being able to fix the problem. Until April 22nd. And so I guess it says, yeah, would you be willing to grant an extension for a date after April 22nd, at which time his son should be released and be able to take care of the issue. I'm just looking at the time frame here. 22nd is a Monday. Do you want to give him the rest of that week, or do you want to give him until the end of April? Okay. Okay. So by the 26th, which is that Friday? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I think, I'm not for sure, but how easy is it to get a temporary plane? I would think, because they're paper, I would assume they're fairly
Yeah, I don't think it, I mean, it shouldn't take him long just to go into the license
bureau
and get something.
Okay. So then I'll make a motion that we extend the ordinance violation for Mr. McKeever. Yeah, until April 26th for his to take care of his ordinance violation.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is the thing you guys have been waiting for. Vehicle / mower replacement. Electric department, you're up first.
Well, I guess I get to speak for the electric department. I've been kind of spearheading this operation here because Larry's granted me the permission to do so, and kind of helped me through the process, which I appreciate. It's been a good experience. But our two vehicles we're looking to replace, we've been approved to get bids on for the 97 dump truck. We're gonna Larry and I are recommending we go with City Ford's bid on that for $34,069.21. The truck 436, the 2000 GMC pickup, and the dump truck, we're trading our existing dump truck in on that. We get 2000 cash trade value. out of that one. On the truck 436, we tried a couple different ones. On Walt's request, we did look at Jeep Liberty. The price is lower, as you can see on my bid, but we just feel like the quality isn't near what the Ford quality was, this Ford Escape. So we're recommending the Ford Escape from City Ford. Even though it's $60 higher, just keeping our business local is important to us. So we're recommending going with the Ford Escape from City Ford as well.
Okay. So you are suggesting that we go with City Ford for the dump truck, the 97 dump truck, which is a lower bid, and then with going with the Ford Escape from City Ford, even though it's additionally priced, it keeps it local.
Yeah, and it's only $60, I believe. So.
Well, yeah. Not only that, but we went over there and went through that Jeep, drove it, and it's not of the quality that the Ford has. It had a lot of bells and whistles, but it was not of the same class, you know, comparison with what the Ford was, so that's how we come up with our suggestion.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Dan? So now is the 2000 GMC pickup, is that the one with the rusted out corners and everything?
Yeah, that'll be a sealed bid.
Yeah.
For all.
So we're hoping to get more than 50 cents is what I hear you saying.
Well, we're hoping.
Okay.
Scrap value is $250, so anything over that, we're in the plus. So. And we have a lot of interest, actually, throughout the city.
Do we?
I've had a lot of people express interest already, so.
Now, is that something, it's just a city employee thing, or is that anybody?
The first round, if it's under $1,000, we just do a sealed bid within the city.
Within the city employees, okay. Okay.
And the 2000, then we were trading him.
Yeah. The 2000 dump truck, or I'm sorry, 1997 dump truck will be trading in to City Ford for $2,000.
The 97?
Yes.
The 97 GMC.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going both City Fords. That's what the suggestion is, yes.
That's what says on mine, too.
Yeah. So, we have basically a 16-year-old dump truck and a 13-year-old GMC pickup that we're trading in for now. I just want to make sure that that's clear on the public record, that we're not trading in 3-year-old vehicles, that we're trading in 13 and 16-year-old vehicles. Because I think you guys, and really this is not just for the electric department, but all the departments, you guys do a really great job of keeping up your vehicles and making them last probably much longer than what other communities do. So I just, as a moment, I can publicly say that.
Just publicly say that our mechanic has done a great job keeping these vehicles going.
That's a great point.
And if OSHA would have came in, we'd probably be about $10,000 in the hole for driving that Chevy.
Brett,
don't put that in paper.
Okay, so do you have a...
We have a motion to go ahead and purchase from City Ford the 2013 Ford F-550 for $34,069.21.
If I may, the price for the dump truck, the Ford F-550, is including the trade value, just for the public record. So, and I will second that motion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you for your work on that. Next up is Water Department. Mike, you had sent, I know you had given us a piece of paper last week or last meeting to talk about it. The board was obviously, well, I'm sure somebody told you, the board was fine with it, and I see that you got a quote here.
or a couple of quotes. So
yeah, we got two quotes from Bob Thomas Ford and City Ford. And my recommendation is to go with City Ford. It's on a 2013 550, and the price is $36,679.46. They're actually 46 cents higher than Bob Thomas, but wanted to keep it local. So we're going to trade in the other one.
Okay.
They're giving us $1,000. It has no reverse in it. The last time a transmission was fixed was over $1,800, so it's better off to get rid of it like that as try to fix it first. So.
And the trade-in, I'm trying to remember here. The trade-in for truck number, is it 528?
Yeah.
Okay, how old was that truck again?
It's a 2001.
It was a 2001? Okay.
Yeah.
So a 12-year-old truck.
Yeah.
Okay. See a trade-in?
You have a... up one more. No, up no. No, the other one.
That's crazy.
Yep. That is including the yes, that's including the trade-in.
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we purchase a truck for Mike at $36,679.46.
Yep. Okay. And I will second that motion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay. Next up, trying to remember, I'm trying to get direction. Next up is the street department. Kelly is not here. Oh, that's right. He's at a conference today. Hope he gets back safe tomorrow. I just thought about that. is that what this is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it looks like they got a quote for the street department's truck. It looks like there is a difference in price of $1,587, meaning that City Ford was $1,500 more than Bob Thomas. I know Kelly and I kind of had a discussion, and I would just rather defer to the Board of Works to decide if we want to go with the lower price or if we want to go with, you know, local. I think kind of the big question for me is we just approved three different vehicles for City Ford, and is $1,500 worth going local, or is it worth not go, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, part of the,
what's your opinion on it?
First thing about that, I think where we have to take it was where warranty work.
Yeah.
And just to drive back and forth with that, first you've been able to dress for it outside of town here, but it's not the worst. $1,500 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, we're a little higher. Mm-hmm.
The $1,500 difference is the trade-in.
Is that what it is?
One's given $3,000 and Fort Wayne's given $4,500. That's the only difference in the bid.
And this is the same kind of truck that you guys are getting and you guys are getting, right?
Yeah, we all have slight, just small differences that, you know, that pertain to our department. You know?
Right.
Yeah, like Rosie said, this one I worked with Kelly on his as well. I mean, it's just the trade-in value. They think they must have a potential buyer since over there or something. I don't know, but trade-in value is more of the difference.
Yeah,
they're
getting
45.
So is your opinion that $1,500 isn't?
Well, I like it.
Say what?
I'd like to see if we can get a little better.
If we can go back to City Ford and say, hey, they're giving us $4,500. That's illegal.
Mayor, I think, though, the warranty work can be done at any certified Ford.
Oh, okay. So if we purchased it from Bob Thomas, we could still have the warranty work done at City Ford.
Right.
Well,
Harvey
says you
got to
be the price. $1,500 is quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Then
I don't have a problem with Bob Thomas.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you don't have a problem with it, then I'll make the motion that we go with the purchase price of $31,542, which includes the trade-in for the street department truck, which is a Ford F-550 from Bob Thomas. Ford.
I'm going to put in a bid.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous, and we will do that. Now, I do see something else on here, but I have nothing in my folder about it. Was it? Oh wait.
You got rid of Crane, don't.
Oh, that's Mike Cook's mower.
Yeah, the mower thing.
He didn't have anything yet.
Oh yeah.
No, I decided we're not going to purchase some more this year. We're going to keep the one that we had. Looked at our finances, and then we've got other projects that are more important than replacing the mower this year. So,
okay,
we're going to do that instead.
Okay. Is it still safe to drive?
Yeah, it still runs fine. You just have to be careful operating it.
Okay.
And will it slide down the hill this year? Yeah, I'm sure it will. But, you know, we'll just be careful with it like we have in the past and try to run it another year, or maybe we'll look at it again this fall. But right now, I've got other projects that I want to do that's more important to the treatment plant than mower. So.
I got you. Hey, Mark, do you have any mowers that are
no.
in good shape that you can sell to Mike Cook?
He's got them, too.
I got the same mowers.
Oh, do you have the same mower? Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your fiscal stewardship. I just, if we start to really have issues with the safety of that vehicle.
Oh, right, yeah. The first time somebody majorly gets hurt, then yeah, it'll be taken out of service and where it won't be used in that particular area. And the guys know, and everybody knows which areas to take it into and whatnot.
I got you.
Use it all, so.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Do you have a chance to review the bills? Do you have any questions?
There.
Okay.
I got this.
Let's pull that bad boy up. Actually, do you have the paper copy? That'd just be easier for me to read off of that instead of trying to pull it up.
Yeah.
Okay. See? Yeah. Well, that's because you were first on. I think that's why. Okay. So, obviously, electric, as usual, is the big winner this month or this pay period. And I will make a motion that we pay the bills for the total amount of $797,136.74.
Second.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Department reports. Since we're going to be, I probably should have made you sit through the whole time, and I apologize for that. But since Dan and I will both be here at 7 p.m., I will, and Brett, if that's okay with you, you're going to be here for council, right? Okay. I will dismiss you in a moment. Marcia, do you have anything for Board of Works?
I do not.
Rosie, do you have anything for Board of Works?
Just real quick, I don't know if you noticed, I put two sets of minutes in there.
Did you see that? There were two different sets of minutes.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. And just was curious, I know a lot of places that have their minutes on video, on recording, pull back up only to put the highlights, and I didn't know if that was something that was interesting.
We got all our animals put in yet.
So, well, I think it's something that we need to talk about, because I know that I know other communities have the second, which is the shorter version, and that kind of talks about the end result. Obviously, the more written out version is more helpful for me, just because it saves me time. But that doesn't mean that it saves the clerk treasurer's office time. Obviously, writing all that out.
And you don't need to know.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Any department heads have any Board of Works issues? No. Do you need to talk to me? Is that what you're...
No, I was just going to go over my report because I have got...
Oh, that's right, because you got to go. Okay, why don't we go ahead and do your report then?
Okay, go ahead.
Players from all the other department heads.
We are...
Good. We have an option?
We're redoing the concession stand out at the bowl field to get everything ready for the summer so that we can use that. So the inside of that old concession stand that we used to get snow cones out of will be serving from that. Hopefully this summer here.
Now, is that going to be like popcorn stuff, or is that going to be vending machines?
Popcorn stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll have
a staff member down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Pavilion bathrooms and the new bathrooms by the pond, after park board last night, we are good to go. The bathrooms by the pond have been ordered, and they should be here in 60 to 90 days. And the pavilion bathrooms have been awarded to different contractors to do their part in that. So hopefully we'll have that done here in a couple months. So that's exciting, and we'll get going with that.
It is.
Baseball and softball registration is underway now. Baseball registration ends this Saturday, and they have in the pavilion from 12 to 2 this Saturday is registration for baseball and softball. Softball is going a couple weeks longer until the 19th. Is that right, Dan? No. 16th. That's when softball registration ends, and baseball ends this Saturday, the 2nd. There's coaches and players clinics this Sunday at the high school for kids. They're free this Sunday and next Sunday. And we have an ICE student starting next Monday that will be working in the afternoons for the last trimester, so to help us out in different jobs. So it's a free worker.
Okay.
That's it.
Good. Any questions on Mark? Mark, at some point, we need to talk Fall Festival, because I have some more information that came in.
Okay.
Okay. Tim?
Just quickly, we have three additional reserves we would like to put on our department. And policy that need to be approved by the Board of Works.
Okay.
If you want to do that now, or if you would like to have it on the agenda for next time.
Can it wait till next time?
It can.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to put it on the agenda for next time. Thank you. Larry, did you have something? I saw your finger.
I was just going to suggest to Mark, I've had a lot of experience down there at DeVol Field since 1952. I'm very familiar with that concession stand, and I'll be out of work, so
maybe looking for a job.
Yeah, he could consider me as some part-time help.
That's right.
On Whetstone Field.
Whetstone Field.
Oh, there you go.
Very good. Anything else for the board?
Whetstone Rock.
Okay, we'll see you at council at 7. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Something named after everybody. No. I'll tell you what, Nick Style.